You're listening to the Auburn Express.
What's up in War Eagle, War Report family? It's your guy Ike Jones back with another morning drop. And today we are talking a little Auburn basketball. Looks like the point guard position is definitely going to need some work this coming portal season. And Bruce Pearl has his work cut out for him. Let's talk about it. Y'all know how we do right here, War Report style. Let's drop it on him.
You are now listening to the War Report.
Morning drop. It is April the 10th on a Wednesday morning here. Ike Jones with you talking a little Auburn basketball today. A little switch up. We've been talking football the last few days, but basketball needs some attention. And let's talk about it here today. Listen. Go ahead and share the video out there with somebody. I definitely want more of the Auburn family involved in this conversation because it feels as if there's a lot of change that's happening right now with the Auburn basketball program. And listen, we kind of went through this last season with a lot of change happening. If you all remember, starting point guard Wendell Green left for to play overseas professional basketball. You had Zepp Jasper, who had been a stalwart on defense as a guard position in and out of the starting lineup. He left. He graduated and was up out of here. You had your wing, Alan Flanagan, get up out of here last season, right? There was just a lot of movement happening. And during this point last season, there's a lot of uncertainty about the status of one Jalen Williams, about Jani Broome, about Dylan Cardwell. Were any of those guys going to return to the roster? Chance Westry left last year during the offseason. You had Johan Traore that left last year during the offseason. Stretch Akinbola left last year during the offseason. So there were quite a few people who were on scholarship that no longer were with the Auburn basketball team at the end of the year. And Auburn is really kind of right back in that same situation where there's just a lot of uncertainty. KD Johnson already announced his intent to hit the transfer portal. So he is out there currently looking for a new basketball home. Just earlier this week, Trey Donaldson announced that he would be hitting the transfer portal. And as of yesterday, the announcement came out that Aiden Holloway will be joining him. Now Auburn without three of the guards that played a majority of the minutes for Bruce Pearl and company, no longer with the team going into the season. Now, the guys that are in the transfer portal from the point guard position for at least, I think, have the option to come back. I mean, KD has the option to come back. I don't know that he will just because he's not a point guard, even though this is really about the point guard position, but his minutes were going to get eaten up by Tahad Pettiford as he came in with him, and you would still have Denver Jones there at that two-guard spot. I don't know that a three-guard rotation would have been sufficient enough minutes for KD to be able to split time with Tahad there, and so made sense. I understood why KD Johnson left. Aiden Holloway and Trey Donaldson, both of those guys, there was no point guard that was going to be coming in to replace them, at least not from a freshman standpoint. So unless Coach Pearl went out into the transfer portal and got a transfer point guard, their minutes were solidified going into the next season. But again, Trey Donaldson earlier this week announced he was up out of here. I think it's been about a week now since his announcement. And then just a week later, you have Aiden Holloway making his announcement. This is back-to-back seasons, which a guy who was supposed to be a guard only stayed at Auburn for 1 year, Chance Westry and now Aiden Holloway, and then exited via the transfer portal during the offseason. Coach Pearl talks about how hard he is on his point guards, and you wonder if, you know, some of these younger guys just aren't, you know, Trey Donaldson dealt with it fine his freshman season, but then came back this season, you know, that helped win this team an SEC tournament championship, finished in the top four in the SEC during the regular season, but definitely underperformed from the point guard position during the NCAA tournament with the first round exodus via a loss to Yale. And you can point to some key moments in which, you know, you didn't get any points from Aiden Holloway and you had some key misses down the stretch from Trey Donaldson. And that frustration in the fan base maybe contributes a little bit to the decision of those two young men to say, hey, you know what? Maybe this isn't the place where I want to continue to play basketball. I don't know all the reasons behind it. I have not spoken with either of those young men about their decisions. But interesting developments now, and Auburn is going and seeking some answers in the transfer portal for how they're going to handle the guard position. Returning for this Auburn roster, you don't have a lot of guards, right? Like right now, you really just have Denver Jones that you have that's coming back as a guard. Now, you've got a big guard in Chad Baker-Mazar that's going to be like a wing, right? He's 6'7". He's already announced his intent to return. But there's still a lot of other uncertainty outside of the guard position, right? Like you've got some walk-on guys, right? C.J. Williams, Presley, Patterson, Carter Sabera, Blake Mushalek, Reed Trapp, are all guards that are available there. You know, Lior Berman, he's done. He was a graduate, so he's out of here. Lucas Clanton, another walk-on that's here. I'm reading this directly off of the Auburn website. So there's a bunch of walk-ons, and one of those guys could potentially come in and help you fill in some of those Lior Berman guard minutes. But Lior Berman, 6'4", you know, you've got some other guards there that are around the same size that have been in the system. So you could potentially have one of those guys step up, and, you know, Bruce Pearl is noted as giving one of the walk-ons a scholarship at some point in time. But you don't even, I said Carter Sabera. I don't even know if he's going to be coming back. He was a senior last year. But at any rate, there are some potential guys that could come in that were walk-ons and maybe give you some minutes there. But you really need to get out there and figure out what's going to happen from the transfer portal standpoint. We'll talk about some potentials that have been mentioned out there for some point guards that could come in and help Auburn in just a minute. But there's still a ton of other spaces where uncertainty exists right now. You're in the same situation with Janai Broome and with Dylan Cardwell now, where you don't know whether or not they're going to be returning for Cardwell would be a graduate senior, and then Janai Broome being a senior, a rising senior going into next season. Jalen Williams is out of eligibility, so you know you have to replace him, right? You liked what you got from Chaney Johnson last year. Chris Moore, another guy who's a senior, you don't know whether or not he's going to be returning for his graduate senior season, and he really didn't come on until late in the year last year to really become a solid contributor for you off of the bench after being benched early in the season. But I've noted fan of the effort and the energy that Chris Moore brings specifically on the defensive end and on the glass offensively. So, you know, another season of Chris Moore would be welcome from this guy right here. But, you know, there's definitely some work that's got to happen right now. If you look at starting lineups right now, you really only have two guys that you know for sure are going to be coming back. That's Denver Jones and Chad Baker-Mazar. So you have to figure out how you're going to build a lineup around those two young men. You hope that you get Janai Broome back, but if you don't, you've got, failed to mention Chaney Johnson, who can be there as your, you know, your four guy, right? So he can, you could have Denver Jones, Chad Baker-Mazar, Chaney Johnson as kind of a nucleus of a starting lineup. But that's a long way from a championship lineup, right? Like you'd love to have Janai Broome come back for another season. You'd love to have Dylan Cardwell come back for another season. You'd love to have Chris Moore come back for another season. And then, you know, you can fill in with an AD. You know, a Darren Scott is available right now, 6'9" junior. It came in and he can give you some backup power forward minutes. I think that would be a good way to come and really round out the front court that you need there. And that way you can have Chaney Johnson be your backup three right there with Chad Baker-Mazar, and you're being a good spot to be able to have those minutes exchange and have some different types of lineups that you could throw out there. But make no mistake about it, you'd love to have Janai Broome come back for his senior season. And if he does, then you're in a much better spot. But you still have to figure out what you are going to do from the guard position, because you need somebody to come and spell the minutes for Denver Jones, right? You're going to have to Todd Pettiford. But, you know, if history of the last couple of classes has told you anything, relying on a true freshman to come in and be the guy for your team in spots might not be a winning proposition right now. Now, Todd Pettiford is a scorer. He's a very different kind of player than you would have had in, you know, I think you have a good scoring potential there with Aiden Holloway. He's a good shooter, but Todd Pettiford is a three-level scorer, very different kind of athletic beast than you had with Aiden Holloway. And then Chance Westry before, not really the scorer, more of the facilitator type. So, you know, you kind of missed what he would have brought you from a size standpoint from the defensive side of the ball or the side of the floor. But you still have some work to do. Your leading steal guy last year was KD Johnson on average. So you're losing him as kind of a disruptor coming off of your bench. So you've got some work that you've got to do if you're Coach Pearl and company. And so, you know, let's examine kind of what some of the options are. But before we do that, we definitely want to give a shout out. You know, we've been heavy on this and I want to continue to talk about it. Manscaped.com. Manscaped is out here sponsoring today's War Report morning drop here on the Auburn Express. And they are making sure that the men out there are taking testicular cancer awareness month seriously. So, you know, I don't know anyone personally that's been impacted by this, but it is not uncommon out here. So making sure that you get yourself tested is important. So I want to make sure that we stress you go to manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself. So TCS to check yourself, And try to look for early signs of cancer. And it's always when you get over there, you can use code RAPPORT at manscaped.com to get yourself 20% off plus free shipping when you go to the site. It's simple to perform routine self-checks at home while enjoying your Manscaped products that you use every day, like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. Make sure that you all are taking this stuff seriously, man. Early detection is important, so Let's make sure that we're getting our checks in during this month, during Testicular Cancer Awareness Month with Manscaped, with the help of the Testicular Cancer Society. Manscaped's donating $50,000 to the society to help save lives and balls. But you can help as well by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and make sure when you head over there, if you're ready to shop, you use code RAPPORT when you do for 20% off plus free shipping.
War Report family, you are listening to The Morning Drop, where we talk about the most recent and relevant Auburn sports news. We broadcast live from the War Report's YouTube channel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 Central Time. You're welcome to come watch it live, but the live chat is reserved for our YouTube channel members only. So come on by, become a member, and get active in the best Auburn sports community on the webs. We'll be right back after we pay a couple bills. Thanks for sticking around through the ad break. Now here's the rest of your morning drop.
All right, well, let's get back over into our conversation and let's talk about where Auburn could potentially go to replace the point guard position. You need two point guards at this point in time. Though Denver Jones played a little bit of point guard for you last season at Auburn, you don't want to rely on him as the point guard. He is really a scoring guard, and you want to put the ball in his hands if you want to get into some pick and roll scenarios, late clock scenarios, maybe late game scenarios as well, to try to go get a bucket. But he's a guy that you want to be able to play off the ball and be a scorer for you. And you need a point guard. The two options that have been the biggest names out there have been J.P. Pegues, the transfer guard from Furman, and Miles Rice, the transfer guard from Washington State. Now, both of these young men would likely, I mean, they were starters where they were. So here's the hard sell that you have if you're Bruce Pearl, and this is the hard sell every single season for him with the highly touted guys, is you have to convince a guy that playing less minutes than what he's used to, but playing more quality minutes, is going to be the route to get him to the next level where he wants to be. And that's not always an easy sell, especially for guys that are used to being high usage guys and having the ball in their hands and playing 27, 28, 29 minutes per game. If you can sell them on the idea that playing closer to half of the minutes, closer to 21, 22 minutes per game on average, is better for the longevity of their career and for the entirety of the team to be able to play at maximum effort for the entirety of the game, then you're in a good spot. But that's hard to sell to two guys in the transfer portal. And that's going to be the job for Coach Pearl this season. I think it would have been easy to do that for one guy and say, hey, you know, you can come in and get these minutes. But for two guys to come in and both have that same sell job, that's going to be a difficult proposition. Now, I think Coach Pearl can do it, but those are the two guys that have been the highest names. I know Pegues has already made his visit to Auburn, and Auburn is in a pretty tough battle between Florida. I believe Oklahoma is in that, as well as one other school that's an SEC school. So there's a lot of work that Auburn needs to do to get to a place. South Carolina is the other school, to get to a place where, you know, they can secure that. But I think Pegues would be a good pickup. And then, of course, Miles is a good one as well. You know, Miles Rice is a guy who is, has played at least at this P5 level, you know, even though Pac-12 is defunct now, he's at least played at that level and played some quality basketball teams on a consistent basis. But you have a lot of work that you have to do if you're Coach Pearl to figure out what you're going to do from your guard position. Again, KD Johnson being gone, you kind of feel like you've already kind of got that figured out if Tahad Pettiford is everything that you're hoping that he's going to be. But maybe you could supplement some of that with a guy that is a current walk-on and bring him in to be able to play some minutes and maybe play him in a little higher rotation than you typically would have if Pettiford doesn't turn into the stud that you really think that he's going to be immediately. And, you know, you've got, another off guard that you have that's available. Your true freshman that's going to be coming in, Ja'Kai Howard, right? He's going to be the high flyer that can be another one of your off guards that's there for you. So you've got some pieces there coming in that can be guards at the two and the three spot, really as an off guard there, even though Tahad Pettiford's a little shorter. But Bruce Pearl's been clear that he wants him to come in and be a scorer, right? So his question is whether or not he wants him to come in and facilitate from a point guard position. He didn't feel like he's a point guard. He felt like he's a scoring guard. So, he is more of the KD Johnson mold of a guy that you play off the ball. He's going to come in with his athleticism to be able to score. Ja'Kai Howard is really kind of a 2/3 guard combo guard guy. You don't want him playing point guard. So you could rotate Denver Jones at your point guard, but you really need two other true point guards on your team to have the makeup of the kind of team that Bruce Pearl has typically had. So from the guard position, you've got some decisions that have to be made for some transfer guys. And listen, I said this earlier, one of the guys could decide, hey, listen, you know, we tried the transfer portal, we didn't think it would work out and come back. But I think the decision, especially for Aiden this late in the, well, not this late, but more recently, is around kind of the fervor in which Coach Pearl and company are going after some of these guards. Maybe they felt like they wanted to move on somewhere. And listen, and I said this weeks ago that Aiden Holloway may want to go somewhere where he can be a high usage guard, because maybe that's part of the issue. He needs to be in the game a little bit more, have the ball in his hands a little bit more in a downhill attacking manner. Well, not downhill, because he didn't really finish well in the lane, but in a system that would allow him to kind of be a free flowing shooting guard that's just out there in a guard friendly system. Auburn plays in a guard-friendly system in a lot of freedom, but last year it was really about playing through the post. And, you know, maybe, again, Aiden wants to go play somewhere where it's going to be about, you know, coming off of pin-down screens and firing up shots, right? And that just hasn't been what Auburn has been about for the most part. But we'll see. We'll see what happens with Aiden. And then Trey maybe just wants to get closer to home, right? Like going back to the state of Florida might be something he's interested in. I don't know all the motivations around any of this stuff, but I do know that there are some needs that need to be taken care of for this Auburn basketball team at the guard position. Looking forward to seeing how Coach Bruce Pearl handles this, because last season, I don't think people assumed that it would get handled the way that it did in replacing the guard that you had going out with replacing the forwards that you had going out. Right, there was a lot of upheaval on this team that I already talked about. And the pieces that Coach Pearl was able to put together to replace with the athleticism and the scoring put Auburn in a really good position to be a very good basketball team that should have made a deeper run than they did in the NCAA tournament. So a lot of work need to be done during this offseason to figure out how you're going to coalesce, especially if you don't get Jani Broome to return, Dylan Cardwell to return. You've got a lot of work that you've got to do in the front and back court now to figure out what you're going to do. But I want to hear from you guys. How do you feel about, number one, the departures? Listen, I know that these young men may have not played up to their maximum potential, but I loved the ceiling that all of them had. Wanted to see them continue to grow here at Auburn. But I want to hear what your thoughts are on the departures. Then I want to hear who are the guys that are really out there that you feel like Auburn should go after in the transfer portal to supplement there. There's some names maybe that haven't been thrown out there. I only threw out two names that have been mentioned, but there are plenty of other guards that are out there that could potentially come in and play point guard for Auburn. So I want to hear those thoughts from you all. But before we definitely get out of here, got to remind you, the Rogue Shop is the folks that make this happen. Head to RogueShop.com, use code RAPPORT to get a little something off of your purchase at America's number one online dispensary. If you're feeling some anxiety about Auburn basketball and what's happening, Rogue Shop's got you covered. Make sure you head over there and use code RAPPORT. And before you get out of here, like the video, subscribe to the channel, share the content with somebody else. We'll be back at you with the midweek report tonight. hopefully everybody's ready for a great conversation. I'm sure the guys will want to weigh in on all of this there as well. Until then, though, and as always, War Eagle.
Drop! Drop!